Welcome to the Maria Heller Show. On the net since 2000 and still going strong. If you feel like you're not getting the real news, if you feel like you're not connected spiritually, you have found your home. Maria covers a wide range of topics as only a snarky New Yorker can. Straight up, no chaser. No censorship, no corporate sponsors, thus true freedom of speech. Your subscription gives you unlimited access as a member of the smartest audience on earth. Relax and enjoy the education. Now here's Maria.
Good morning, world. Maria here, alive and kicking. Welcome to Hell and High Water. And man, we're living through hell. I wonder when we're going to get to the high water part. Anyway, my co-host is Chuck Ocelli. If you're not familiar with Chuck's work, get over to ocelli.com. There's a live link right here. And we're just going to jump into it because there's so much going on. So good morning, Chuck.
Oh, well, good morning, Mom. You know, you're talking about high water. Actually, I've been in a rainy pit over here for quite a while. And it's going pretty well. You know, as far as the earth occasionally needs a drink, I guess. And so the water's been actually high, flood warnings and stuff in my area and all that good stuff. But I'm safe. I'm in one piece, and I got to be thankful for that, because it appears as though the bipolar nature of the brain of the general public is starting to split into two different poles. I mean, literally tearing itself apart with the insanity running in two different directions at all times, at the very least. Am I right or wrong?
Oh, you're absolutely right. I mean, it's impossible to keep up with the madness that's out there.
You know, and that's the thing. It is entertaining. If you don't mind, I want to let people know something about the little mini radio station I have running, which they can access at all times. Really quickly, there's actually a call-in number now where I've set it up so you don't even need the internet to listen to my show, okay? I know people have asked about that, and if you go to my website and you go to the Listen Live page, you can now find a phone number you can dial, and you can listen to the stream 24 hours a day that replays myself and some of the people that I'm producing. So just wanted to let you know that. I'm not even going to give you the phone number. If you don't even want to go over to my website to find out about it, then what can I do for you? But if you go over there and you go get it, it's brand new. It is up and running, and I just made it happen yesterday. So always working over there, just so you know. And sorry about that, but we do need to get to the topics of the day, and I'm telling you, you're gonna wanna sometimes be somewhere where there is no internet, but you might have access to a phone. So now you can listen, like I said, just through any phone, anytime. If you're in America mainly, I wouldn't suggest it, because long distance will probably apply from other countries. So you know how it is.
Right. Well, you know, most people use their phone for everything. So I guess that's a really good idea.
Yeah, I figured, you know, and like I said, because people have the data rates that eat them up and all that, why not? I was asked a long time ago to do it, and I finally got it done. Mm. And I'm one guy, so, you know, not everything gets done in 10 seconds. So.
Well, you know, we got so much to go over today. It's like a year since we talked. There's so much, and as usual, most of it concerns Donald Trump. I'm sure you saw and read about his trip to India, where he was going to go make this great trade deal, which of course didn't happen, where, you know, he said he spoke before 100 million people, which is of course not true. There were 100,000 people in the audience that he insulted, and they started walking out. At some point, he was booed. None of that is in the mainstream media, of course. And I got this morning that even though one of the Swami's houses that he visited made this special vegan dinner for him, they had no one in his administration touched any of the food, which is a big insult. I mean, people don't realize that most of India is vegetarian. And then, of course, there were pictures of him fleeing in the cold rain, leaving his wife behind, which everybody is talking about, and wanting to know why when he slaps his leg, she comes running like a dog, and how he treats her. I mean, there's just so much. But before we get into India, where his daughter and son-in-law are obviously vacationing on our dime, and Trump has more Trump Towers in India than anywhere else, and we're paying for that. This morning's breaking news is that Trump wants Ruth Ginsburg and Sotomayor to recuse themselves from any of his cases. Did you see that?
Well, you know, that's because Sotomayor came out and, you know, made an honest dissent about a lot of cases being sent over to the Supreme Court. Oh, excuse me, is that a woman doing her job? Yeah, I think so. I always did kind of like Sotomayor. I know she was controversial, being appointed to the Supreme Court under Obama and all that. But quite honestly, I always appreciated her honesty and her legal briefs. Not a perfect, you know, obviously anybody who's involved in the legal profession is imperfect, but generally speaking, on balance, you know, much like Ginsburg, somebody who I could at least feel as though I had respect for the idea, the concept of justice. So, obviously he doesn't want her to speak. Does he want any woman to speak? Probably not. Now, here's a funny, honest thing about India, too, regarding women. They're not exactly the least misogynist culture on the planet. I'm not saying they're the worst, but they're not the least, and they're disgusted at this fool. Right now, yeah, obviously they're going to be disgusted at the meat eating and all that he does, egregiously. I'll tell you something else. Anybody comes to my house and refuses my food, I got a problem. You know, this is not just Indian people. This is a lot of cultures. You don't welcome their hospitality, they get upset. So the great diplomat, the deal maker, the guy who's supposed to be able to handle everything, can't even handle going to a foreign country and not screwing up, you know, things like the pronunciation of namaste.
All right.
Nope, can't do that. Among the interesting dynamics over there, he is disgusting people that, a government who effectively has been a Hindu supremacist government, basically, anti-Muslim, you'd figure that he could get on board with him like that. But no, you know, nothing. Everything is a disaster from this guy. And I wonder what anybody in his administration is eating. And it's like a gang mentality, too, because not even the adults that used to be in the room when he traveled, or the adults that used to be in the room at the White House, are in the room anymore. That's it.
Right. He's like Hercules Unchained.
Yeah. You know? Full tilt boogie man.
I mean, you would think as president, you know, he has aides that could, before he goes to a certain country, number one, tell him what country he's in, and number two, help him with the pronunciation of words that he doesn't know, which is a lot of words. But since he thinks he's all powerful, you know, he's above the law, he's above the Supreme Court, he's just above everything. And let's not forget, he's a stable genius. The way he slaughtered, especially one of their spiritual leaders' names, was ridiculous. And then he started praising Pakistan, who's their open enemy. And that's people started walking out. They had had enough.
No, here's the fun thing. The fun fact about that, again, I know people, or have known people, from these cultures. And I got to tell you, they have hatred for each other, the Pakistanis. And the Indians, yes, indeed, they were at one time one country, but there's a reason why it was separated, Pakistan, from India, okay? But we shouldn't be surprised, Maria. Look at what's going on here. He's firing a guy and his twin brother because somebody turned around and did their job. He doesn't want people to do their jobs. He has yes men around him because this is what a rich elite scumbag does. He keeps plenty of yes men around him so that no matter what his behavior is, no matter if he is, and by the way, I found it funny that he even had the nerve to comment on Harvey Weinstein, but that's neither here nor there at the moment, because no matter who you are, if you're a rich elite scumbag, what you do is you surround yourself with a bunch of people who say it's good to be the king and it's good to be an elite scumbag. This is what you do. So everything you do is justifiable. Everything you do is right. And are we shocked in any way that this is what he's doing openly
What I'm shocked about is that he's insulted every level of our intelligence community. He's insulted the FBI. He's insulted our military. How is it that none of them can force this guy out of office? And, you know, where's Nancy Pelosi been these last few weeks? Isn't it interesting that you don't see or hear from her, kind of like disappearing Mick Mulvaney?
Mm-hmm. No, she's hiding. And rightfully so, because she enabled him. I'm sorry to say this, but this whole faux Democratic opposition that tried to get him impeached, this was a fool's errand. They went on it and they actually emboldened and empowered this guy even more. She needs to be hiding somewhere while she figures out how to correct her mistakes, to be honest with you, because if they thought they were going to make political points with anybody by basically, you know, allowing him to be the Teflon Don once again, then, you know, you got another thing coming. And I could have told them that, but nobody listens to me.
Well, right? But you got the Mueller report, too. And everything just, it's like you said, Teflon Don. But remember, even Teflon Don eventually got taken down. It's just all the damage this guy's doing in the meantime. But I think it was Sotomayor this week. I don't know. I have it in my news somewhere for the show. That wrote that the Supreme Court is politicized and that they're doing favors for Trump. They're throwing everything his way over the immigration wealth bill.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, anybody that speaks against the big baby bully, you know, gets demonized and he wants them to recuse. But he was pissed off at Jeff Sessions for recusing himself from the Russia investigation.
Right. Well, see, that's the thing. And again, not a fan of Jeff Sessions.
Right.
But it was only logical and ethical that the man recused himself. Okay? And he did it, and I was kind of surprised, to be honest with you. I didn't think he had that kind of integrity to even begin to do it. I mean, it must have been some sort of, you know, political slash legal maneuver that he felt was best for himself. Because, you know, at the end of the day, what do these kind of animals do? They save their own necks first.
Right, but then he did get demonized and ridiculed by Trump even before he recused himself.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just interesting, you know. Listen, I try to tell people every single thing Trump has done his whole life is quid pro quo. He has never done anything for anybody unless there's something in return for him. I don't know if you've seen or even believe the Julian Assange, where they offered him a pardon if he would lie about Hillary's emails. And then Julian Assange's attorney also said that after that didn't work, they tried to extort him. So that's a quid pro quo. I mean, how much more do you need to get this guy out of office?
You know, that's where I was going to go next, is the Assange story. So glad you intuitively went there. I actually do buy it. I think that his intermediaries, certainly, they're doing this all over the place, whether anybody notices or not, offering deals to anybody who can, you know, give an advantage. This is, at this point, all about the government by cults of personality. And what amazes me is, you know, in the Roger Stone case, all these things that have gone on. Now, you and I spoke earlier this month, but we knew that Roger Stone was coming up. You see where that's going now, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, supposedly, now that the judge caved into Bill Barr, Trump's other personal attorney, since she gave him half the time that she originally was, some people are saying Trump shouldn't pardon him, or she's cock-blocked him on that pardon because she gave them what they wanted. But my thought is, yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, exactly. Because right now they're reexamining Michael Flynn. Right. They're reexamining Paul Manafort. They're reexamining everything that needs to be reexamined while they're on a mole hunt for anybody who might be dissenting against Trump and the government.
Right.
So, you know, how is it that people who said they were patriots, how is it that people who said they believed in the concept of freedom, you know, all those wonderful teabagger morons that were out there telling me about the Constitution a couple of years ago and how I needed to get on board, it's really funny because that's the majority of who shows up with a red hat now. I mean, I don't get it. You violate the rule of law. You guys believed in the rule of law. Well, we can step on it any which way. I'll tell you something. If I turned around and intimidated a witness, I promise you I wouldn't do less than 5 years. And I mean, that would be just for starters. They would stack charges against me. Stone, intimidating a witness. That charge alone, you know, and he's an old man and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, tell you something. They convict everybody just about the same out here in the real world.
Right.
Why not this guy?
Exactly.
Okay. Exactly. And there's people in prison for way longer than this because they had too much of a plant on them in certain states, right?
Mm-hmm.
But this guy, federal charges, mind you. It's absolutely and wholly ridiculous that anybody thinks any of this is a good idea. Plus, hey, Blagojevich, that was a great pardon, huh?
Oh, yeah. Super. He was a political prisoner. Can you believe that?
Completely unrepentant scumbag. It made after the guy he, you know, went and got fired on The Apprentice with, right? So, I mean, perfect. Perfect. But also Michael Milken. Hey, don't think about all the lives that Milken destroyed in the wake of all of his fraud and financial chicanery and everything else. Nah, he needs to go home now, huh?
Well, yeah, okay, I understand that Bernie Madoff is putting in for a pardon, but I bet Bernie won't get one because he ripped off the rich.
Well, you know, but then again, I think Madoff could get himself a pardon, and you know why? Because all these guys are going to be important as far as either campaign points or as contributors to Trump's 2020 efforts as he goes forward. I mean, when he's not ripping off, you know, We the People by using Air Force One to go to his campaign rallies and his own golf courses and everything else.
Right.
There we go again. What is publicly known about the amount of grift, the amount of con job in this administration, the fact that the Democrats don't go after him for just that alone shows you that they are not even a real opposition. This is all one big club, right?
Yeah.
Hey, George Carlin, we remember you, George.
Yeah, one,
all
big,
one
club.
Big club.
And you ain't in it. Well, when you look at the public grift and you look at, God, there's so much to unpack today. When you talked about, there's so many things you just said that I want to talk about. Calling it a mole hunt. We now have a president who's made up an enemies list. Any conservative could write to him who they think doesn't like him, and they get fired. Okay? This is like something straight out of V for Vendetta. Okay? Besides him blocking major newspapers from the White House or from federal offices, this is right out of Hitler's playbook. And how can people be okay with this guy going out and taking out his enemies or people that are never Trumpers? He's looking for never Trumpers now everywhere. Does that mean he's going to fire half the military as well?
Well, I don't think he literally has the power to do that. But stay tuned. He'll try. You know, I was watching something. You know, I occasionally just veer off into odd documentaries, right? So I was watching what it was like for policing agencies during World War II. You're gonna think I'm nuts here when I bring this up, and it's gonna sound hyperbolic, but I can't help it. I have talked about the policing agency in Germany over the years, and people think I don't even know what I'm talking about. Like it doesn't even exist. But they used to call it it was called the Kripo. And what it was like almost like the FBI in Germany, all right? And when they started to purge the Kripo of the investigators and people that worked there that, oh, we think he's a Jew, we think he's a communist, we think he's a sympathizer of our enemies. When they started to do that and make sure that everybody was part of that investigative agency in Germany, and this happened, I kid you not, look it up, over the 30s and 40s. I talked about this and I was amazed to see it in a documentary. That when they started purging, the agency became ineffective completely, okay, and literally could not function without the SS, okay? And even then, they're trying to investigate murders, like civilian murders in Germany, and they couldn't get the job done. Okay, because they had weakened themselves so badly by only having loyalists, they wound up, you know, purging a lot of people that actually knew how to do their jobs.
Right. Well,
and
listen,
I said to myself, welcome to America in 2020.
Exactly. Exactly. Not only has he let the best people go and he's demonized them, now he says he wants to sue everybody. You know, this is the way that he rolls. But people really need to start paying attention, because sooner or later they're coming for all of us, and people don't want to realize that. Now, let's jump a little bit. I know you may think it's connected or not connected, but let's get over to the coronavirus, okay?
Oh, wow. Yeah, why not?
Okay. Now, I think it was 2 years ago when Trump fired the entire pandemic team in the government because they were useless in his thoughts.
Right.
He cut the CDC's budget. He wants to cut the CDC's budget another 16%. What do we do if this man-made, God-made, who knows what-made, and we have to depend on this moron who says, if you get the coronavirus, don't worry, in the spring, the warm weather will take it away.
Hmm. Well, I am of a very mixed mind on this coronavirus thing.
Me too.
First of all, I still default to the position that we are being beta tested with a panic here. Okay, and I don't believe that it is a significant threat. Now, I could be incorrect, but here's the fun part about that. Okay?
Okay.
Bill and Melinda Gates, their foundation, ran a program. Did you see? I posted this, by the way. I almost never post anything on Facebook unless I think it's very important, or, you know, I'm just reposting you or one of my journalist friends, okay? I don't do a lot of posting out there. But have you heard of Event 201?
No.
Okay. I'll tell you what. I've just pulled up in front of me. I never read on your show, but let me do this really quickly. The Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security, in partnership with the World Economic Forum and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, hosted Event 201, a high-level pandemic exercise, on October 18th, 2019. You hear that date,
yeah,
by the way?
Yeah.
October 18th, 2019, in New York, New York. The exercise illustrated areas where public and private partnerships will be necessary during the response to a severe pandemic in order to diminish large-scale economic and social consequences. Ready for the punchline? And I hope people will read it. I'll give you the link. I'll email it to you in case you don't have it. But you want it ready for the punchline?
Sure.
Yeah, this is a simulated think tank process where they were trying to come up with what to do about a pandemic for a corona-type virus.
Right. So as usual, it was a practice run before the real thing.
There you go. So this is the thing, right?
Right.
What do we see before the grand events, Maria? Do we always see an exercise right before? Now, I told you, October 18th. When did the coronavirus start to make its headlines? In December?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. So 2 months later, after they held this event to test things out so that we would be prepared, 2 months later, 60 days,
right,
is when we see this emerge. That this does concern me. But quite honestly, I lived through the swine flu and all the other things that were going to kill us, including Ebola, you know, where we had an Ebola czar in America, don't forget.
Right.
All right. So I'm not sure if I should panic, because I think it's just a fear test. But at the same time, it worries me when I see, you know, and Bill Gates, look, we all know that he's one of the roots of evil on the planet. But the thing is that when you see something like this and they tested it just before it went live.
Right. Well, isn't that what they do with all their false flags and shootout events, too, where they already had the same practice run? So, look at 9/11. Perfect example. You know, is this live or is this a test? Remember, everybody didn't even know on 9/11, whether it was just, you know, a test, whether it was, you know, there's something they were going through, or if it was actually happening.
Yeah, literally in real time. I know there's a piece of audio out there that says, is this real world or is this exercise?
Right. Exercise.
And,
real
you know,
world.
And because why there were exercises going on that
there
day.
There were, I think, three or four. All right. I think there were three or four. So, you know, right now off the top of my head, I can't remember the names of them, but they all had exotic, you know, project this and that. But when we get back to...
Amalgam Virgo, Vigilant Warrior. These are a couple of the names I recall off the top of my head, but there were many, and you're right, and they were all names that sounded like that. But see, Event 201 right here?
Uh-huh. Right.
What does that tell you? Okay, just saying, not everything happens organically. Maria.
Right. And then you got Bill Gates, who, let's not forget, is on a depopulation agenda, especially in dark countries with his poison vaccines. And now everybody's talking about, oh, we're close to having a vaccine for this. That was my first thought. When are they going to come out with a vaccine that'll probably kill more people than it helps, like the flu vaccine?
Well, see, that's the other thing, is when you've only got a dozen people dead, or you got a couple hundred people dead, which is a minuscule amount of people across the planet, by the way, I'm not trying to diminish the idea that people die. What I'm telling you is that, you know, a couple hundred people a day die from stupid things they do in their bathroom, okay, every day. So,
well, 50,000 Americans die every year from the flu.
Well, and that's 300,000
Chinese die every year from the flu. So right. Is this the flu or is it something new?
Well, see, that's the other thing, is during the same time period where the coronavirus has been making these headlines, of course, more people have died from the flu. So every MSM story you see about the coronavirus, what do you get, Maria? Go get your flu shots.
Go get your flu shots.
Right. You know, which, by the way, I am mimicking somebody. I am not telling you to do that.
Right.
I wouldn't advise you, even if I hate you, to go get a flu shot.
Listen, years ago when I was stupid, I went for a flu shot, and it was the only time I got the flu. That was over 20 years ago. I've never gotten the flu shot since, but once I decided to post on Facebook, Zion Book, about that interview I did with that doctor on D3 instead of the flu shot, Facebook said this is fake news and they deleted it.
Well, yeah, that's another thing that happened since the last time we talked. That Facebook group, you know, the anti-vax Facebook group, they're trying to figure out a way to charge people criminally, you know, for giving advice to somebody. It's really out of hand. You can't do that. But Mike Bloomberg can buy billions of dollars worth of ads, or hundreds of millions.
I want to get to Bloomberg too and his ads. But before that, I have something else. One of my listeners sent it to me this morning. I didn't get a chance to watch more than like 7 minutes because it was right before the show. I don't know who the woman was. I'll put the link here today. And I want to thank Janet for sending it to me. According to what the few minutes I already saw, the city of Wuhan was inundated with 5G network and covered totally with 5G network in 2020. Okay. Could these symptoms and deaths be what 5G causes, since it's happening around the world?
Well, either what it causes or what it triggers. See, that's the other thing, because we've seen the stories of these chemicals being sprayed in places, which we see all the time, and we see them over our heads.
Right. That was my other thought, is, you know, now Italy's got, you know, a lot of cases. They closed down Italy pretty much, Iran, so many countries. And I thought, my first thought was, and I've been saying this for years, nobody notices the chemtrails. They won't give it any credibility. How easy to just spray some disease on everybody and no one notice. Because if you don't notice the chemtrail, you're not going to notice them spraying bacteria or God knows what on us.
Right.
Because in the beginning of this story, Chuck, there were two countries that got coronavirus where no one had traveled outside the country, at least of all to China.
Right. Right, but listen, you know, your cellular providers are telling you, we have the latest in 5G, so don't worry, Maria, it's all an upgrade, isn't it? And the upgrade, guess what, is going to include exterminating the infestation, I think, which is, what, you and me? Welcome to 2020. Once again, as I said, a lot of things I think are going to get clearer this year in our vision, if you will. And unfortunately, some of that is going to be horrifying. And I don't know whether to, you know, say that I agree with the idea that this is what it is.
Well, you know, there's too many variables. Right, there's too many things that it could be. So, you know, like, yeah, I watched David Icke put out a 29-minute video I watched last week, and he's basically saying the same thing you and I are, and he's basically saying it's too soon to know who's going to benefit from this. It's too soon to say for sure this, that, or the other. It's that obfuscation that they love.
Right. And in fact, the most brilliant thing about all this, you know, when we refer to operations that we've seen before, and when we refer to the fact that indeed there is literal records in the hands of the government of the United States showing that they experimented on their own citizens without their consent, you know, and things like this, when we know this for a fact, remember this, we only know it because many, many years later it was dug up. As it's happening, right, a lot of people don't know what's going on. And I got to say that I agree with David Icke. It is difficult to know exactly what this is.
Yeah, it's going to take time. It's going to take time before we can really pick it apart and the truth come out. But who knows? By then it might be too late. It might be too late for too many people, but you never know. Anyway, we're going to take a short break. As you can tell, we got lots to talk about. So stay with us. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Maria. I don't often get to talk directly to the listeners here on the Gary Noll Network, but I felt like doing that today. I know a lot of you really enjoy my show, but you might not know that I do 4 shows a week over at my website, maria.net. So if you're loving the show you get to hear on Sunday, come on over to my site and subscribe, because I've got hundreds of hours of great shows on pretty much every topic in the universe. And that again is maria.net, M-E-R-I-A.net. And now we can get back to this excellent show. Thanks. Welcome back to Hell and High Water. As you can tell, there's plenty of it, and we're full of piss and vinegar today. Let's get over to Michael Bloomberg. Okay. I don't understand why Michael Bloomberg isn't running on the Republican ticket against Trump.
Well, I do. But, you know, speaking of hell and high water, there's plenty of contaminated water, and the hell is fresh, just so you know. You know, the thing about Bloomberg, let me say something positive about Michael Bloomberg for a moment. Ready?
Mm-hmm. All right, go ahead.
At least he's buying his airtime as opposed to the free airtime that they've given to the idiot in the White House for the past 5 years.
And they look like they want to put him back in for the next 4 years. I mean, mainstream media is a nightmare. Chris Matthews is another Rush Limbaugh. Everybody's demonizing Bernie Sanders now that he's in the lead, as they tried to do in 2016. Bernie's got the white vote, the black vote, the young vote, the old vote. He's got everybody, union's vote. They're still demonizing him over something he said 90 years ago, maybe, which I agreed with, about Fidel Castro. Any JFK investigator knows that Castro was, first of all, way better than Trump. And after all our senseless embargoes for centuries on Cuba, Cuba became self-sufficient. They became the number one organic producers in the world because they had to. So Bernie wasn't saying, I love Fidel Castro. What he said was he did some good. You know, listen, even a what do they say? A broken clock is right, you know, twice a day.
Right. And Castro, by the way, again, Castro was somebody that the intelligence community was playing footsie with and then decided they wanted to kill him. They never got him. He died of natural causes.
Right. And couldn't and couldn't kill him no matter what, no matter who they sent over, no matter what sophisticated at the time weapon they thought, you know, whether it was going to be a poison cigar or a heart attack pen or whatever the hell.
Yeah, I mean, a poison wetsuit. They sent members of the mafia to go get him. They sent, you name it.
Man, I wish we could send the mafia to the White House right now.
Well, they might actually straighten it out, which, you know, speaking of straightening out, let's get back to Bloomberg.
Right.
I said something positive there, but here we go again with another mechanical elite idiot that shouldn't be taken seriously, but, you know, you plaster it on TV and radio enough, and people will listen. I can't even go on YouTube without seeing this guy's face.
YouTube, listen, I play on my little iPad for joy during the day. I play two word games, and I play Wheel of Fortune. Okay, now in between every game, they usually put up an ad. But I got to tell you this. I am so sick. This guy has permeated even my little word games. His ads are the only ads between everything I'm doing. I'm not saying that I don't appreciate his slam ads on Trump, but how much? After a while, it's overkill. You know, it's like your kid asking you for the same thing a million times. After a while, you don't even hear it.
Yeah, but he's succeeding. Is what the problem is.
Well, because so they tell us he's succeeding. I mean, he was a disaster in that debate. He's just as bad as Trump as far as being a racist and a misogynist and a woman abuser. When Elizabeth Warren told him, I got a form, you know, let's announce it right here on TV that you're going to let all those women out of their NDAs. He, you know, he just stuck to his, yeah, no, that was a deal we made and that's that. And then a couple of days later, he says he's going to release three. Three out of what? He's got 64 women that have accused him. So this is Trump in a better suit and better spoken. But the guy is literally buying his way onto the debate stage. So, you know, everybody, oh, we're going to vote him out. Let's vote him out. We're going to vote him out. Vote blue. Blue wave. Vote him out. And they don't get, you didn't vote them in.
See, there's the trouble. But again, I hate to be in this position of almost defending a guy who was not a great mayor, who was not.
No, he wasn't. And then, like a Gestapo, he changed the law to give himself a third term, even though it was against the law.
Oh, of course. But
so, what do you think? Trump's not going to try to do the same thing, saying that the impeachment took away, you know, a year of his thing, so he's entitled to 2 years. 2 years more. I mean, these people are all demons. There is no other explanation for them.
No, fair enough. But again, you know, with 64 cases against his corporation, not necessarily him personally, quite honestly, in context, that's not so bad for a major corporation. To be honest with you, if you take a look at the culture and the amount of lawsuits that have come up against every other major corporation.
Yeah, but he's called women the same names that Trump has called women.
Of course he has.
So he's another little pig.
No. He's not moral, but the thing is, those lawsuits, in context, I'm just saying.
All right, I agree. You know, but still, it kind of makes it, you know, listen, I work for big corporations. 64 is a lot, okay?
But not over the course of 30 years.
Well, like I loved when Bernie slammed him when he said, you know, I'm a self-made man. I earned my money. And Bernie said to him, oh, didn't your workers have anything to do with that?
Yeah, well, that's a great point that, you know, these guys never, ever understand. You know, I created.
Yeah,
you know,
they
what
did
you
to
did
gods.
Is you benefited.
Right.
You know, right. You benefited off of the work of other people and quite handsomely.
Well, listen, let me tell you something. I worked in New York. From when I was like 14 to 1985, okay, for other people, okay? I worked for corporations, I worked for insurance companies, and then the realization hit me when I said to my husband at the time, I want to try working for myself. I've made too many other people rich on my back, and I'd rather just work for myself, which I did. I just said, that's it. Because I was the one doing all the work. I literally had a boss, Chuck, for 13 years, I did everything. All he did was open the door in the morning to our office. He would go pick up the mail and he would pick up lunch. The rest of the day sat there twiddling his thumbs while I did all the work down to signing the checks at the end of the day. And I got the least amount of money.
Yep. Well, that is the way things go in the allegedly capitalist system that's not very capitalist, to be honest with you. But back to Bloomberg.
Right.
The guy is a horrendous human being. Make no mistake about it. I'm not defending him as he's a good guy. I'm not defending him as he's a good choice, any of that. I'm just saying that I'm entertained by the idea that all this idiot had to do.
All right.
Was by his way onto TV and people took him seriously. Mm-hmm. It actually reinforces my whole point about how Trump got shoved down our throat in the first place.
Exactly.
Because they constantly covered him for free.
Exactly. And Obama, while he was president, couldn't get on major stations unless he wanted to pay. if he wanted to do a speech.
Right. So, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, this guy sucks the air out of the room.
Out of the room, out of the whole planet. Out of the whole planet. Yeah. I mean, it's Trump this, Trump that. I'm so, you know, Seth Meyers was, I think it was Seth Meyers. No, it wasn't. It was Trevor Noah did a little short piece that he put up on his show that he's tired of covering Trump. He's tired of it. Right. How many people say they have Trump fatigue? I mean, this is every day. Do you know what I mean? And when Trevor Noah said that, I was like, yeah, try and be me and cover him, you know, without a staff giving you the information and having to find it all on your own. But it's just too much. You know, even at the gym yesterday, some of the old Republicans who were all for Trump all of a sudden don't have the TV on. And when they saw me watching the news, this woman looked at me and she says, I'm just so sick of this. I said, sick of what? She said, sick of all this election stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, why do we have 20, you know, it's forever. You go from the midterms to the other ones. It's a, we're constantly in an election cycle. You know, it's distracting and I'm sick of it. I'll tell you the truth, I'm sick of it. I don't remember which country where the election takes place, the whole thing beginning to end in 60 days. But in America, it's forever. Okay, it's every day somebody's running for something.
But see, it wasn't always like this. Like I said, when they discovered the pot of gold in 2015, that they could just run with this moron. I mean, I'm sorry I keep using these words, but I can't help it.
Well, he is
this
a moron.
This moron who's allegedly representing, what, you and me and everybody over here.
Right, embarrassment.
This guy, they went with him 24 hours a day because it was profitable. That's the bottom line.
They got ratings, and they still get ratings, and that's why they still do it. And they're going to be just as guilty putting him back in as they were putting him in place in the first place.
Well, exactly right. And that's the unfortunate conclusion to all this regarding, you know, because Bloomberg should be a joke, but isn't.
Right.
Bernie should be the candidate, even though it's yet another old white guy, you know, which, okay, fine. What can I tell you? Old habits are hard to break. But taking a look at the rest of that field in this ridiculous, endless cycle of town halls and interviews and blah, 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 blah. This is absolutely
and
ludicrous.
Debates.
And
debates. I mean,
it's all about the money.
And it's like every week there's a debate. You know, I'm sick of this. And why don't some of those people on the ticket drop out? What do they think? You know, like somebody like Tulsi Gabbard. She scored in Nevada 0.01, okay? Mm-hmm. Why is she still in there? You know, listen.
Yeah, five guys in a six-pack were holding up their hands going, Tulsi.
Right. Actually, the number she got was 4 votes, okay?
Okay, I'm sorry. I was off by one.
Right. So you look at this, and it's like, okay, how much more bullshit? And then you had Hillary Clinton come out and slam Bernie. Okay, nobody likes you. Okay, who in the hell liked her? She cost us that election, even though she did win the popular vote. But the popular vote doesn't mean anything. And no matter how many times I try to tell people, you might as well get your vote and wipe your ass with it. They don't want to hear it. I'm like, don't you know about the Electoral College? Now we have super delegates. Now we've got Citizens United. If your vote mattered, it would be illegal. The rich will never let you vote their power away.
No, that's the absolute truth. The other night on my show, I had a caller that said, you know, it doesn't matter who wins because whoever gets in there, we're all going to lose anyway.
Exactly.
And I said, you know, I can't argue with you, man.
That's what David Icke used to say all the time. So no matter, we don't know who's going to win, but we know who the loser is going to be. And that's the truth of it. We're always the losers. And honestly, you know, listen, I'm not saying Obama was a saint. You know that I covered his good, bad, and ugly. But, man, it was a walk in the park compared to this thing. But I will say he's the only president that put any money in my pocket. And the only reason that that happened was when he came out with his mortgage plan, which was excellent. And I went to my bank and my mortgage company and I said, do I qualify? Can I get this? And they said, yes, you can. And it saved me $350 a month on my mortgage ever since with no fees.
See, let's play a quick game here. Let's go backward in presidential history and talk about even though I despised everybody who's been office, basically, with the exception of Jimmy Carter. I don't hate him. I know he's problematic, but I really feel as though the man had his heart in the right place. Mm-hmm. He wasn't a demon, like you like to say.
Right.
I really feel that way. I know CFR. I know blah, blah,
right.
blah. But
they didn't give him a chance. You know. Right.
Anyway, let's just go back in history a couple of steps here and tell me where I'm wrong real fast. Lightning round. You ready?
Go ahead.
Okay, Obama did attempt to fix the economy after it collapsed, and it was starting to work. Plus, everything kept running pretty well while he was still there. The agenda continued, all that. The negatives, yes. But I wasn't feeling as though I was in trouble. It was just more of the same. Bush, all right? The positive thing George W. Bush did is that I felt as though, you know what, there is the possibility that almost anybody could be president.
Right.
And I didn't feel as though this guy had the worst interests of America in his own mind, although his henchmen did.
Right.
Okay. Bill Clinton. He didn't give me money, but, you know, while he was in office, I definitely had a credit card. And I got to tell you, at least I was able to get credit when Bill Clinton was around. Now, I know he hocked us to death and whatever, but okay.
He ripped us off, too, but at least he shared the wealth with some of us peasants. Let's face it, our economy was really good on decline. He could speak like a normal human being.
It was like going to one of those seaside arcades where you had to dump $100 in order to get a $5 item out of the prize store. But at least you got something.
Right.
Okay. Bush Sr., as evil as that man was, you know what? The Citizens with Disabilities Acts that were passed and sort of equal justice was had in a lot of sectors in this country, believe it or not, under H.W. Bush.
Right.
Okay. Reagan convinced a whole generation of adults while I was a kid most of the time that we were going to be all right. You know, and there was actually this, it was fake. It was all fake because he was just a Hollywood creation, just like, you know, this guy is a reality TV creation that we got now.
Right.
But the thing is, in this nation, you didn't feel as though we were in danger. You didn't feel as though we were going to have to deal with attacks and things like this. Regardless of what was going on and his rhetoric and the fact that he was going senile on us right before our eyes. Oh, I'm sorry. That's what they used to call Alzheimer's.
No,
senile. Anyway, that was okay. Jimmy Carter already spoke. Okay. Gerald Ford. you know what Gerald Ford did? Nothing. But that's the thing. He didn't run us off a cliff. He didn't do anything in order to make anything worse. He just didn't make anything any better. I'm going to stop right there, Maria. But I'm telling you now. In the course of the history where I've been alive, the first president when I was born was Nixon. I don't remember him. But I did read about him when I was learning to read, and I read about Watergate and all that and everything. But in the 70s, in general, there was this idea that maybe our government would be held accountable for the evil things it did.
Right.
Congressional hearings, various investigations, you know, actual investigative journalism went on in the 70s. So I'm just saying, there were positive points to each one of these people that's in the office, all the way up to, guess what? This jackstick right here. He's got nothing for me. He's got nothing for the common man, but a bunch of ideas and their belief in him, their faith that says he's doing what he's doing. He's doing what he said he would do. He's not even building that ridiculous, antiquated, stupid, racist wall. It's not even getting built. Maria.
All right, and the part that did get built blew over.
There you go. The wall's not getting built. Okay, so that was one of his things. Nobody that he said was going to go to prison went to prison. Okay, even if you wanted Hillary to go to prison, which I'm not saying that I wouldn't go for her going to prison.
Right.
But the thing is, that didn't happen. Nothing happened. And the amazing thing is that his fools, the rubes that are still behind this guy, mm-hmm. do not see it. And they go, well, you know, I got more money in my paycheck. Well, that might happen over the course of 4 years, you jerk.
I haven't seen any more money.
You know, you didn't get it because of the tax cut he gave to the Walton family where they got, you know, more money than Michael Bloomberg is worth in a tax cut.
Right.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
And Mike Bloomberg, right now, as a matter of fact, here's something to consider. You know that guy is probably spending his tax cut on running for president. You know that, right?
Right.
Okay. So think about this. This is the reality of the unreal. This is the promise of the empty promise. and it is continuing. And here's the saddest part of it. The alleged opposition is offering us absolutely nothing. I like Bernie in spirit. I really do. Okay. Is he perfect? No. But I like him in spirit. He's not going to help us with the ongoing wars, the never-ending
battles. But here's the thing.
He's not going to help us with none of that, but I'll tell you what. I would feel a lot better if that guy was out there making the mistakes in public than this idiot who's got his finger up his nose, who can't figure out how to say namaste, who can't figure out, you know, how to treat his wife like anything other than a pet, okay, and who thinks he has the right to judge anyone or anything, including things in the justice system, which, again, adjudicating over your own case is something that's just not done in any jurisprudence across the planet, but pay no attention to it all, Maria, because guess what? When it comes to November, this guy is going to beat the hell out of whoever they put up, and that's that. And here's the saddest part of it all. He might leave in 2024, but only because his son is going to run, okay? And I know that ought to shoot off of your ears like a dog whistle to a dog with an ear infection, but Trump Jr. will run.
Well, his fans want everybody in his family to run, you know, and have a big dynasty of morons. But, you know, there are some people that say eventually the law will catch up to him. Well, looking at the mainstream media, which is more reason people should subscribe to our shows, they're going to, you know, you watch them every day. You know, mm-hmm. The demonization of Bernie from everybody from Chuck Todd to Chris Matthews. And then all of a sudden when he literally swept Nevada, now then the same people were, I'm going to apologize for comparing him to a Nazi. Oh, he's doing great. You know, he's might be the front runner. I said it from the get-go, they wanted Biden, and the media still does. That's my thought. I think he's the hand-picked suit.
See, more importantly, I think what happened here is that the DNC, you know, establishment wanted Biden real bad, and they thought maybe they could push Buttigieg out there. But I, you know, the more I look at Buttigieg and look deeply into things he does and where he came from,
I'm over him.
I don't think we need another CIA asset in there anyway. It's irrelevant. The people's will, if it's actually adhered to, they're going to put up Bernie. I think he'll lose anyway.
But at least he got a shot. At least we could say you tried, even though, you know, the way our voting system works, again, your vote doesn't matter. I don't know how many shows I've done on stolen elections, and I'm tired of it. I don't even want to talk about it anymore.
I hear you.
You know, it just gets to be too much, but here's the difference. Every president you ever mentioned, and, you know, I outdate you. I was born when Harry Truman was president.
Right.
So I got, you know, Harry, and I gave him hell Harry, and I had Eisenhower. And you know, Kennedy, on and on. Never in all my years under any of those people, including the idiots, did I ever fear or wake up in the morning and say, is he dead yet? Do you know how many people on Facebook say the same thing when I said, am I the only one that wakes up every day and the first thing I look for is he dead yet? You know how many people feel the same way? People have Trump syndrome, Trump derangement syndrome. They've got, you know, they're depressed, suicidal. A woman divorced a husband of 22 years because he voted for Trump. I mean, never have I seen anything as America destroying as this man, where none of us have any peace.
Well, sadly, only the good and the weak die young. And guess what? The evil and the bizarrely destructive continue to live, guess what, as long as they keep getting fed. So I don't expect them to be dead anytime soon.
Well, another reason, if he did, I would be very happy. My workload, I would have to stretch to find enough news like I used to fill an hour. But now,
again,
it's like, man, can I
be quiet at least?
Oh, I wanted some peace. That's what my father used to say all the time. I got to have some peace. Anyway, Chuck, we did a pretty good round robin today. So God only knows what we'll have to discuss between now and 2 weeks from now. And there's another debate tonight. So, on and on it goes.
Of course it does. And look, you know, keep track of the guy with the gay ice cream ad, you know, and I think he'll at least entertain. But I don't know what else will come of any of this outside of some entertainment. People just got to get hip to what's happening here.
I agree. We need 100 million people to march on Washington. You know, the old protests aren't going to work. So those days are over. We need a scene out of Frankenstein when they go after the monster. Anyway, thanks, Chuck. And I guess I'll talk with you soon.
Yeah, hopefully it's a happier show next time. But what the hell, we can only work with what we got. Mom.
All right, take care. Chuck Ocelli, check his work out at ocelli.com. I'm including the link he sent me during the show for that article. I'm also going to send the link for that 5G video. We all got to make up our own minds, but my new show is Planet of the Apes by accident. Thanks for supporting the show. I'll see you guys next time.
Thank you for listening and supporting the Maria Show. Tell others what you learned today. Knowledge becomes wisdom only when it's shared. Encourage others to subscribe today. www.maria.net. Often imitated, never duplicated. A world of information all in one place. www.maria.net. Always ahead of the curve. Always on your side. Get active or get radioactive. Subscribe today.